Having chosen a location, it's up to you whether you keep your eyes closed or try keeping them open. Either way, I'll ask you to stare straight ahead. There are parts of your mind which will pick up on signals, familiarities, small pieces of your connection to me. Your brain knows what I want you to do, and so if you try to do something different, it'll be like trying to push against the stream, the drip and flow. And your mind falls into line, even as your eyes fall down heavy. The more you focus on keeping your eyes open, the more resources you're diverting away from our enjoyable experiences together. Wouldn't you rather put the full processing power of your brain toward making you sink and drift? Surely you could make your arms tense to try and keep them from relaxing. You could tense up your legs as tight and hard as you can make them in order to keep from letting them drift into pleasure. But that pleasure is so tempting. The dripping of my words into your consciousness is so insidious that eventually you must untense. You know this. If you grip something tight, white knuckle, if you curl your toes tightly and keep your quads and hamstrings taut, eventually the muscular tension has gone on too long. So it is the same if you try to keep your eyes open the entire time. The tension and resistance, the retention and control eventually becomes too much and your mind falls under. Your body untenses. There will be that key moment. I can wait as long as it takes, but you are so experienced it will not take long. I can wait as long as it takes to slip a word in, a surprise, a shock to your system asleep. Deep down under the tension you were placing in your arms and legs and eyes and mind eventually has to let go. I just so happen to have synced up the rhythm of all this, so they will all let go together. Letting go, sleeping deep, falling down, falling under, mind deeply asleep, body held in control, held in my grip and grasp. And you know the signals, the signification, the symbols that exist between us. You know the way that your mind can be led down to where changes can be made, beneficial admissions. Things you found difficult to admit or allow become easy in my grasp. There's no one here to judge you but I, and you know I'm open-minded, just as you have become. Closed eyes, open mind. Your mind creates signals and anchors anyway. Closed eyes, deep, snapped, simple thoughts. You are able to acknowledge things you normally might hide from, to see your whole mind revealed and unveiled. And when you are exposed to pleasure, your mind remembers the state you were in when you felt it. Thus, the act of tensing your body carries you exactly opposite from pleasure. The act of forcing your eyes open, even though they're lazy, drowsy, dripping, drooping, and the more attention you put upon them, the heavier they grow, these efforts carry you further from pleasure. Wouldn't you want to go closer? To slide down? There are new hidden pleasures deep within that I will explore with you. A non-judgmental, simple, connected exploration where I will give you vistas and images, experiences and desires you might not have considered as completely as you could, and I will give them to you with my seasoned eye. I know what I'm talking about. If I speak about something, I have experience or research behind it. I have considered my words carefully, and so the way that they wind their way in, break the hold on your limbs and legs and eyes, and make them all shudder, shut down, sink down, shudder and shake and shiver, and sink across the boundary into the land where I provide images and ideas. The way your mind melds into fantasy, realizing the signification and connection, the way that your body just wants to give in, and that wanting will come eventually, and I am patient, and I can wait for the moment when the tension you're pushing into your arms, the tension you're pushing into your legs, the tension you're using to keep your eyes from slamming shut gives way. As easy as three and two and one, and the deep places in your mind where I leave reservoirs of sleep and then let them drip across your brain. till all you do is sigh, surrender, and explore alongside me.